Diabetes Breakthrough.
Greetings, America. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and your host on The Bright Side. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural roads to your vitality, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25-plus years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis and acne, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body and biology standard operating procedure? Because the human biological system is always a healing and regenerating system. It's infinitely forgiving. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your pharmaceutical drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, you're welcome to call us today on The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, call my friends Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. You can also get to my website, brightsideben.com. brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or about the longevity business if you so desire to help me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation. All right, so I want to start off the program today with a little philosophical statement. I've been getting philosophical a little bit in the last couple of days. I found this quote from Peggy Noonan, who was a speechwriter for, I believe, George Bush Sr. and a stalwart Republican. She writes an interesting column that's published in papers around the country. I thought this quote was very interesting, and it had a lot of relevance to this whole healthcare crisis that we seem to be confronting. It's a hiring notice from the Obama 2012 campaign, and I'm going to read it to you and then give you my take on how it really represents in a nutshell what is wrong with our culture in general, and specifically how we treat important health issues like food and nutrition and diet. So this is the ad that was quoted in Peggy Noonan's column last Friday. Quote, "The analytics department is looking for predictive modeling data mining specialists to join the campaign's multidisciplinary team of statisticians, which will use predictive modeling to anticipate the behavior of the electorate." That's us, folks. "We will analyze millions of interactions a day, learning from terabytes of historical data, running thousands of experiments to inform campaign strategy and critical decisions," unquote. You see, this is the way marketing is done today, folks. Our tiniest, seemingly most insignificant behaviors are monitored by marketing geniuses, computer scientists, data mining specialists, whatever that means. And while this particular post is an advertisement for a political position, the same kind of behavior anticipation of the electorate, which is us, the same kind of behavior anticipation fuels the marketing of everything in our consumer culture, from homes to hamburgers. It all started at the end of the 19th century with the work of Sigmund Freud, who was one of the first guys to really dive into the effects of the mind on behaviors in a clinical and a scientific way. There was a new thought movement that preceded Freud, but that was more spiritual and actually kind of literary. The transcendentalists like Ralph Waldo Emerson and Thoreau and Walt Whitman, and they were more religious and poetic and spiritual. This whole thing really began with a guy named Phineas Quimby, who was the guy who gets credit for starting the whole mind-body thing in the early 1800s. Quimby developed this belief system that was based on the idea that disease begins in the mind as a consequence of bad ideas or incorrect ideas. And his idea was that the mind, if the mind was open to some kind of spiritual wisdom, it could overcome any illness. So, all right, not so bad. I don't have a problem with that necessarily. But by the time the 20th century began, these ideas about the power of the mind started to attract folks who weren't necessarily looking at our best interests, at bettering humanity. Some of them were actually thinking more along the lines of manipulating and milking humanity. One of these people was a guy named Edward Bernays. Now, Edward Bernays was Sigmund Freud's nephew, and he wrote a book in the 1920s called Propaganda. And you can actually get this book for free off of, if you just Google Propaganda and Edward Bernays. It's kind of an interesting book. He explains from a dispassionate and kind of clinical psychological standpoint how manipulation of the public was an important part of the democratic process. This is how these people were thinking, folks. Manipulating the public was considered to be part of democracy, according to Edward Bernays and his ilk. Edward Bernays is actually known among PR types as the father of public relations. And back in 1928, this idea of mind manipulation was still kind of new, and so most people didn't really know anything about what Bernays was doing or what he was even talking about. This is most people didn't know, except for some shrewd business people who did know. In fact, they figured out that they could use Bernays and his ideas to make a little bit of money, actually to make a lot of money. One of the first companies to take advantage of Edward Bernays' ideas on propaganda and manipulating the public was the American Tobacco Company, the manufacturer of Lucky Strike cigarettes. It was actually a gentleman named George Washington Hill, who was interested in expanding his business. He was the president of the American Tobacco Company, and he realized that there was an untapped market of potential smokers in the form of women who weren't smoking. It was a taboo for women to smoke cigarettes, so there was a whole demographic group of people who weren't smoking, and Hill figured if he could get them to smoke, he could increase his business. So he enlisted the aid of Edward Bernays, and together they started what was considered to be one of the first, if not the first, advertising and PR campaigns. Bernays studied what women wanted. This is what marketers do. They study what people want. So he studied what women want and what they liked and what their feelings were about cigarettes, and he found out that what women really wanted was equality with men. They wanted to be liberated from their role as being subservient slaves to kept barefoot and pregnant to their men. And he used this information, and he started the biggest advertising campaign that had ever been undertaken up until that time. He called it the Torches of Freedom campaign, and it was designed to have women associate smoking with emancipation and freedom. And through the power of advertising and propaganda and manipulation of minds, cigarettes were no longer cigarettes. They were torches of freedom. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. Just, you can check it out on the Museum of Public Relations website, and they're very proud of what they've done. Anyway, one of the points I want to make here about the Torches of Freedom campaign was that Bernays was manipulating people. In fact, one of the things Bernays did was he got women to march in the New York City Easter Day Parade of 1929 smoking these Torches of Freedom as a protest against the great inequality that they couldn't smoke cigarettes. Bernays was saying that women, we were going to select women, this is in his autobiography, he said, we were going to select women that were good-looking but not too modelly. This is how manipulation works, folks. Every little nuance of the message that's presented to us is a product of mind manipulation or the intent to manipulate minds. The Torches of Freedom campaign was so successful, and people were so gullible and blissfully unaware of this psychological manipulation that was taking place. Even the famous feminist, Ruth Hale, cooperated with Bernays, and she said, women, this famous quote from Ruth Hale, women, light another torch for freedom. In other words, the cigarette smoking was, the cigarettes themselves were manipulated to become symbols of women's freedom. This is how marketing works. The campaign was so successful that women went from 5% of smokers to 33% of smokers by the 1960s. I remember growing up in the 60s and cigarette companies were still, you've come a long way, baby, Virginia Slims. We'll continue this discussion on marketing and what it means for our health, the implications for our good health and longevity or lack thereof when we come back from break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't. And opportunities knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on The Bright Side. Nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. And we are here 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 via archives on brightsideben.com. You'll also find good information. There's a couple of videos up there. And you can also click on the Joy Now link if you want somebody to get you some information about the Longevity line of products. You can call us today at 866-582-9933. We'll take your phone calls in the third segment. We'll get to some phone calls. I also want to get to some emails. And if you do want to email me, if you don't want to get on the phone, send me an email at ben@ksco.com. That's ben@ksco.com. I am way, way behind on my emails, but I'm trying to catch up, and I'll go over a couple of them today. I think I'm going to start talking about some emails. I think I'll start reading some of these on the air. It might be an easier way to get to everybody. All right, so we're talking about some of this marketing that's associated with our decision-making, some of the manipulation, the marketing manipulation that is associated with our decision-making. And we said before we went to break how it all started with Edward Bernays, who was the nephew of Sigmund Freud, and he's known as the father of public relations. He started the first big advertising campaign, the so-called Torches of Freedom campaign, where women were encouraged to smoke cigarettes, and women went from 5% of the smokers in 1929 to 33% of smokers in the 1960s. And I remember growing up, it was still kind of a big deal for women to smoke, and women were encouraged to smoke as a sign of their independence. And to me, nothing exemplifies the insidious nature of marketing, how nobody really cares about your health. What's really the concern is really the bottom line, which is corporations. And really, that's just business as usual for a corporation, because you see, a corporation, even though it's considered to be a living entity as perceived by the law, in other words, legally, a corporation is considered to have the same rights as a human being. The problem is, a corporation, even though it's considered to be a human being, it doesn't have a heart and it doesn't have a soul, even though it's considered to be a human being. So it's basically, legally anyway, a heartless and soulless human being. And that's who is selling us our products. That's a problem, folks. The corporation's concern always is going to be profits. And that means that when corporations manipulate our minds to do things that are not in the interests of us, they don't have to worry about guilt or honesty or integrity or fairness or love. They don't have hearts and they don't have souls. They are concerned with making money. I'm a capitalist, folks. I'm not some kind of airy-fairy hippie here. I like money as much as anybody, but it's important that we recognize that there is a built-in adversarial relationship between us and the people who are selling us stuff. And keep in mind, this psychological mind manipulation that started in the 1920s is now being perfected. It has been so perfected and so fine-tuned to the point where President Obama's campaign in 2008 was considered to be the most finely tuned marketing campaign ever undertaken. It is a veritable Harvard Business School case study in manipulation of the general public. And now, 4 years later, the manipulation has only gotten more sophisticated. Now we've got the Obama campaign analyzing millions of interactions, learning from terabytes. By the way, a terabyte is a trillion pieces of information. And they're learning from terabytes of historical data, according to the quote from Peggy Noonan. And by the way, that means Facebook and Google and Yahoo searches and movies and all the other places where information about our behavior comes from. Running thousands of experiments, simulations of the biggest supercomputers on the planet. And this is all in the name of making us do things we wouldn't want to do. Making us, not forcing us, but actually manipulating us into wanting to do things that we wouldn't want to do. Into wanting to buy things that we wouldn't want to buy. Making us compliant and cooperative in our own demise. Against our better judgment and liking it to boot. Now, it's one thing if a corporation is selling cars or boats or toys or widgets, or even when this manipulation is being used by politicians, but where it really gets bad, where it really gets twisted, where it's really evil, is when it involves our health. And there are no worse offenders when it comes to not giving a rat's you-know-what about our health or the health of our children or the health of our parents or friends or our families or our loved ones than big corporate food companies and big pharma. So that's big drug companies. And you could probably throw in the big chemical companies, too. Every time we buy a Hostess Twinkie or a Happy Meal or drive through Wendy's or get our prescription drugs or whatever, we are basically subjecting ourselves to and encouraging and promoting and sustaining and feeding this manipulative and twisted system that could care less about whether we lived or die. You don't think Domino's and McDonald's know exactly how to approach our taste buds so we'll eat the crap that they're serving? Do you know that drug safety, pharmaceutical drug safety, is all based on something called LD50, which is the dose of a drug that will be lethal, that will kill 50% of the people who take it. LD50 stands for the lethal dose 50, and all drugs have one. The next time you get a prescription drug, ask for the package insert and look for the LD50, and that will tell you how much of the drug it takes to kill 50% of the people who take it. In other words, all drugs have a poisonous nature. Now, it's true, the LD50s are low, and it doesn't mean that just because you take a drug, you're going to necessarily die right away, but it does mean that these things are poisons. They're anti, they numb, they inhibit, they block. And I know there are times that it's nice to have a prescription drug. I've studied drugs for almost 3 decades, and I know there's some reasons that you're going to want to take a drug, especially pain pills, and sometimes antibiotics, and sometimes chemotherapy. But you don't want to take drugs indiscriminately, and there's no reason ever for anybody to be on multiple medications for more than a very short period of time. Never. Unless you're just interested in masking symptomology and we don't care about our health. I know there's times that we want to take a drug, but not indiscriminately and not multiply and not over a long course of time. Unless we want to be cash cows for the rest of our lives for some pharmaceutical corporation. The reason we are never going to get to the bottom of things like diabetes and hypertension and obesity and heart disease and cancer, no matter how many races for the cure we run or how many Jerry Lewis telethons we have, it's because corporations can't survive unless there's cancer or unless we're absolutely tied into hamburgers and french fries. We need to wake up out of our trances. And the first step we should all be doing to take care of our health is to exploit the power of our choice, to take conscious choice back, to not be manipulated by songs and dances and commercials and cartoons and slogans. We need to get ourselves on good nutritional supplement program. That's the first thing, folks. Get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. I love the longevity supplements. If you don't like longevity, find another program. But get yourself on a nutritional supplement program. Eat locally grown foods, locally grown vegetables, locally grown dairy. Know the people who are preparing your foods, who are growing your foods. Locally grown produce and poultry and meat and fish. And participate in the preparation of your food and stay away from the swill that passes for anything edible at Applebee's or any other fast food joint. You'll really be making a statement for your freedom as well as having a tremendous, powerful impact on your health and the health of your loved ones. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll come back with your phone calls at 866-582-9933 right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Farms and Fentukes here. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We're here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on my archives at brightsideben.com. Our number today is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, the longevity line of supplements, nutritional supplementation in general, we can help you out on The Bright Side. Michael writes to us.
He wants to know about glutamine, and it's G-L-U-T-A-M-I-N-E, glutamine. Michael says, I joined your team as an associate member. You always say glutamine is one of the most important nutrients to take. Which longevity product has glutamine in it? Glutamine is a amino acid that's found in all the protein products. Whey protein is a wonderful source of glutamine. In fact, one of the most important reasons why I like whey protein is because of its glutamine content. Glutamine is a bodybuilder's favorite amino acid. Glutamine is very important for muscle building. It's especially important for digestive problems of all kinds. If you have any kind of digestive issue, leaky gut syndrome especially, you want to consider taking glutamine. It's a wonderful anti-aging amino acid. You'll find it in different protein sources. You can also find it as powder. Personally, I take a teaspoon of glutamine every day. I wouldn't waste my money on glutamine capsules or glutamine pills because you're not going to get as much glutamine as you need, or you'll have to take a whole bunch of pills to get the glutamine that you need out of a capsule or out of a pill. So if you want straight glutamine, get the powder stuff. If you want to get it from foods, use whey protein. It's great for all kinds of sports, for athletics, for bodybuilding. That's where I first learned about it. It's involved in helping stimulate growth hormones, so it's got anti-aging properties. It's important for the immune system. It's important for healing after surgery, and it's especially important for building glutathione, the body's most important cancer fighter. Glutathione is typically made in the liver when we're healthy, but as you know, if you've been listening to this program, liver disease is very common. Some 30% of Americans suffer from non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Another 10 or 15% suffer from alcoholic fatty liver disease. So almost half of Americans have problems with their liver, and it gets worse as they get older. If you have any kind of liver problems, you are going to be compromised in terms of manufacturing glutathione, which is the body's most important cancer fighter and disease fighter. Glutamine is a builder, a building block of glutathione. So making sure you're taking glutamine can help your body build glutathione. Thanks for writing to us, Michael. And let's get to the phones. Rose, what's going on? Rose in the U.S. of A. Hey, Rose.
Doing good. Thank you, Van. We greatly appreciate all the info that you gave us and, you know, the willingness that comes from your heart.
Thank you.
I pray for
that.
You.
Thank you.
I heard a caller that asked about a person who has had a total gastrectomy.
Okay.
And you recommended this person, you know, to take liver and spinach, and you said to liquefy it, juice it, in other words. Now, in terms of the liver, what type of liver? Is this chicken liver or?
Always. It doesn't really matter so much the animal as much as you want it to be organic. The liver is
organic.
What processes. Right. The liver processes antibiotics. It processes hormones. So if you have an animal that's been fed chemicals, drugs, hormones, antibiotics, the liver is going to be the organ that bears the brunt of all that toxicity. If you eat the liver, you're going to end up with that toxicity as well. So it doesn't matter as much the animal as it does the fact that it's organic. I like organic chicken liver. When you have a gastrectomy, it's important that you give yourself high, dense concentrations of nutrients and try to liquefy them so that you don't put a lot of stress on the digestive system. With a gastrectomy, you always want to be high protein, high minerals, low carbohydrates, low sugar. In fact, you want to treat a gastrectomy diet as you want to treat a good healthy diet, really, because the key to a healthy diet is to take it easy on the digestive system. The key to a healthy diet if you've had a gastrectomy is obviously to take it easy on the digestive system, because you're missing a chunk of your digestive system. So liquefy your foods, protein, high concentrations of protein, high concentrations of minerals, high concentrations of vitamins. So I hope did I answer your question there?
Yeah, but how much liver?
As much as you can handle. You know, a good place to be on protein, and I'm going to tell you about liver as if it were protein. A good place to be with protein is about 0.5 gram to 1 gram of protein for every pound of body weight per day. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you're looking at 50 grams to 100 grams of protein. If you weigh 200 pounds, you're looking at 100 grams to 200 grams of protein. Now, these are very high amounts of protein, but it doesn't matter. You need a lot of protein. So If you're a bodybuilder, if you're a weightlifter, if you're a football player, you're going to want to be on the high end, the 200 grams per day. If you're just a regular person, you can get away with 100 grams per day or anywhere in between. With protein, you always want to take your protein in divided doses. That is throughout the day. Don't try to do your protein all at once. Protein can actually get turned into fat, by the way. So if you're taking a lot of protein, eating a lot of protein, but your body's not using that protein to build muscle, to heal, that protein can actually get turned to fat, and it will especially happen if you try to do too big a dose at one time. So try to keep your protein doses smaller and try to take them throughout the day, and you want to be at around half a gram to a gram per pound of body weight. The low end is for regular folks. The higher end is for athletes or people who are healing from something. So if it's liver, a piece of liver is what? A quarter pound of liver would be 100 grams of protein or so. And that's before it's cooked. After it's cooked, it's going to have less protein value. So, you know, a piece of liver, a quarter pound of liver would be enough liver for a day kind of thing. There's no real set in stone measurement, but a quarter pound of liver is about 100 grams. It's almost all protein, so it's about 100 grams or so, and then maybe divide that up throughout the day kind of thing. Does that help, Rose?
Yeah, thank you. And I'm going to send you an email about Dr. Rowan. He's an MD, and he has he's one of the few doctors that has a specialty in natural medicine.
I think I've heard his name. I'd love send me an email. I'd love to look him up.
Yes, about the fish oil, how it makes you, it can make, well, they have proven that in mice it has made them older.
Fish oil by itself?
Yeah, well, it says, by itself, and it causes organ dysfunction.
That's interesting. Send that out to me. Let me look at it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
God bless, Rose. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. Got a couple folks on hold. I think we'll take a break before we get to the phones again. If you want to give us a shout, you're welcome to 866-582-9933. You can also send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and I am trying to get back to all you folks who have emailed me. I know a couple of you have already said second time. Feel free to put on the subject line, second message or second time, and I'll put you up into the front of the line. And then I also actually have a guy who said third time, so I guess I'm getting a little bit more behind than I want to. But in any case, I try to get back to everybody. And you're also welcome to call 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, call Phyllis and Andy or Rachel at 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's liquid nutrients. It's packed with nutrients. And by the way, I got a letter from a gal who wants to know about the fructose, and there is a little tiny bit of fructose in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine on the order of about 100 milligrams per dose, and 100 milligrams of fructose is just almost an insignificant amount. The reason they put it in there, I believe, and I don't know this for a fact, but the reason they put it in there is because sometimes vitamins and minerals don't taste so great, so they have to be sweetened just a little bit. But I wouldn't worry about the fructose in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's a very, very tiny little bit. Also ask them about the Healthy Start Pack, which includes the OsteoCal and the OsteoMag, as well as the essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today, folks. If you want to get on board, got a few more minutes to talk to you at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Wes in Idaho, what's going on, buddy?
Can I get you to comment on low-dose naltrexone, or do you know about it?
I do know about it. Actually, you're talking about for the immune system or for narcotic addiction or just in general?
Well, that's what its original purpose was. It was full-dose naltrexone, but this is low-dose naltrexone.
For like MS?
Yes, that in particular.
For MS and for AIDS and for fibromyalgia and Crohn's disease, that kind of thing. Yeah, naltrexone's an interesting drug. When I was in pharmacy school, they used to use naltrexone for people who were addicted to opiates because it blocks the opiate receptor in the brain. But because it blocks the opiate receptor in the brain, it also has an interesting effect on brain chemicals that are called endorphins. And endorphins are some interesting molecules that are produced by the brain. Whenever you hear the syllable ORPH, ORF, in a biochemical, that tells you it's related to morphine. And endorphins are drugs chemicals that are produced in the brain that are similar to morphine. In fact, morphine works by working with hand-in-hand with endorphins. N-E-N means inside. Endorphins are morphine-like substances that are inside the body or inside the brain in this particular case. Now, naltrexone works with the endorphin system. Now, the endorphin system
has some interesting roles to play when it comes to the immune system. And it is thought that by using low-dose naltrexone, you can actually have a stabilizing effect on the immune system via this endorphin connection. And there's a lot of research now going on about using low-dose naltrexone for immune-based diseases, specifically autoimmune diseases like Crohn's disease and multiple sclerosis. Now, I don't know if you've listened to this program before, Wes, but this is my take on drugs as a pharmacist and somebody who studied drugs for many years, and this is my take on autoimmune diseases. You don't need drugs to treat an autoimmune disease. And I don't care if it works a little bit, it's not going to cure your autoimmune disease. It may mask the symptoms, but if you have an autoimmune disease, something is triggering your immune system inappropriately. And the key to treating an autoimmune disease is to figure out what is triggering the immune system inappropriately and then remove that trigger. Almost always you'll find that that trigger is in the digestive system. It's something you eat. Now, whether low-dose naltrexone works or doesn't work is almost like a red herring. It's not really the point. First of all, there's no drug on the planet that's going to cure anything. The thinking is that low-dose naltrexone may have a stabilizing effect on the immune system, but you're still going to be degrading your body if you're putting in the wrong kinds of food. You may not notice it if you're on the low-dose naltrexone, but you're still going to be having an effect. So my take on prescription drugs is use the prescription drugs if you're absolutely miserable without them. Use the prescription drugs for a short period of time for stabilizing the body until you can figure out what's wrong with it. But you shouldn't be treating your diseases as a naltrexone or as a prescription drug deficiency. Not only that, but we shouldn't have to be interacting or interfacing with the medical community to take care of our health, as long as we're not referring to some kind of surgery or some kind of trauma, like when you get hit by a car or you have a heart attack. If you're talking about something like an autoimmune disease, which is classified as an ambulatory issue, that is an issue where you're still walking around, where you're not laid up in bed, if you have some kind of ambulatory health issue, you want to figure out what the cause is. There's not a prescription drug on the planet that can cure an autoimmune disease. However, if you remove the trigger, then you have the cure. And I'm always looking to cure, not suppress. So that's my take on low-dose naltrexone. Secondly, nobody ever tells you about the side effects of low-dose naltrexone, or nobody ever tells you about the side effects of all drugs. And that is so important, people. There is no such thing as a prescription drug without a side effect. And even if you don't know you have a side effect, when you take low-dose naltrexone or you take any other prescription drug, that drug has to be processed through the liver as a poison. And yes, it's true, you have wonderful enzyme systems in your liver that can take care of most poisons, but over time, you're stressing out an already stressed out detoxification system, because just being alive in the year 2011 in the United States of America or anywhere on planet Earth, all of us have stressed out livers and all of us have stressed out detoxification systems. So if you have an immune problem and you already have some kind of compromise in the body, why would we put more stress inside the body in order to take care of the stress in the body? Why would we put more stress to take care of the stress that we already have? It just doesn't make sense to me as a healing professional to do that. Now, I'm not saying there's not times to use these things. There's absolutely times when you want to use a prescription drug, and there's times when you want to stay on a prescription drug for a very short period of time until you can figure out what the causes are. But to direct your attention towards a pharmaceutical remedy, to direct your attention towards a pharmaceutical treatment for a health care issue is a diversion, and it's misdirection, and it can do nothing but set you on this downward spiral, because as your body is processing the prescription drug, it becomes more compromised and you become sicker even if you don't notice it. So when you have any kind of autoimmune disease, that is an immune system that is gone crazy. And that means that something is getting in to the body, triggering that immune system. There's only three places it can happen through. It can happen through the skin, which is rare. It can happen through the lungs, which is occasional. And it can happen through the digestive system, which is almost always. And this is the key, folks. No matter what you're struggling with, backtrack it to the digestive system first, the blood sugar system second, the adrenal stress system third. But if you patch up digestive leakages, so to speak, if you patch up leaky gut syndrome, if you patch up deficiencies in stomach acid or digestive enzymes, if you figure out what's going on in the pancreas and in the liver and the large intestine, if you take care of bile, a large proportion of whatever you're suffering from can disappear. And that's what I like to focus on. As a healing professional, to me, I consider it my sacred duty to figure out how to heal the body, not suppress symptoms. And that's what pharmacy has devolved itself to, unfortunately, is a symptom suppression profession, a symptom suppression profession as much as medicine is. And that's just so unfortunate. So that's my take on low-dose naltrexone. If you need it, and you feel like you feel better with it, obviously take it. But really, if you have any kind of autoimmune issue, whether it's MS or Crohn's disease or fibromyalgia, which is what they're using the naltrexone for, it sure does make a lot more sense to figure out what is causing the problem in the first place. And guaranteed, you're going to find it's not a drug deficiency that's causing the problem. More than likely, it's a problem processing what you're putting in your body. Does that help you, Wes?
Chaga tea as well? Can you comment?
I'm sorry, spell that. I didn't quite understand what you said. Chaga tea?
Yes.
C-H-A-G-A.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
Are you talking about the mushroom? Are you talking about chaga mushroom?
Yes. Alexander Solzhenitsyn claimed in the book Cancer Ward that is what cured his stomach cancer.
I've heard of chaga, the mushroom chaga, and mushrooms have some tremendous medicinal properties. I'm not sure if that's what you're talking about, but if you're referring to the mushroom itself, mushrooms have some wonderful, wonderful medicinal properties. They're rich sources of long chain sugars that stimulate the immune system. Now, eating foods to treat diseases is a little bit better than taking drugs to treat diseases, but it still puts you on that road of trying to use medicine rather than removing the causes. So it's not quite as bad as using a prescription drug, using a food, but it's still a diversion in the sense that whatever's causing the problem is still there. So I don't like the medicinal route except for short term. Chaga tea might heal the incidence of cancer that you have now, but it's not going to eliminate the causes that triggered the cancer in the first place, and more than likely cancer is going to come back. So in the short term, chaga tea and beta-glucan and reishi mushroom and maitake mushrooms and all the other ways that you can treat cancer, they may be effective, but better off figure out what causes the cancer in the first place. When it comes to cancer, if you want to turn a cell cancerous, rob it of oxygen. That's the fastest way to make cancer grow, is to rob a cell of oxygen. You'll initiate a secondary energy metabolism pathway, and that's really what distinguishes a cancerous cell from a non-cancerous cell. A cancerous cell is a cell that has figured out how to use a non-oxygen energy pathway. And so this happens after long-term starvation of oxygen. The key to protecting yourself from cancer is make sure you're breathing deeply and you're eliminating blockages that rob the body of oxygen. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for all our callers. Thanks to you out there for listening. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We're here every day on the Genesis Communication Network. Till tomorrow, folks, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs saying good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.